Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sunday afternoon, and this is Pause IM Radio. We're excited to be on the air and hosted by Blog Talk Radio. Your hosts for today's program are Robert Brining and Jeremy Dunn. We'll be taking your calls and speaking with our featured member of the week. We encourage all of our listeners to phone in and share some of your life experiences. The number to call is 347-215-9442. Welcome to Pause IM Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Pause IM Radio. You have Robert and Jeremy. Jeremy, how are you making out, man?
Well, if I told you how I was making out, it wouldn't be a secret. That made no sense, but I'm making out just fine.
Well, that's good. That's good. I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in. I want to say hi to Dale, and the guest is in there, and Tom. Tom has his own show here, Gay Talk on Blog Talk Radio. So Christmas is coming up, and it's our, you know, our last show before Christmas. So how you feeling about that?
Christmas. Humbug.
Humbug? Are you a
Scrooge? Well, no. Christmas has just gotten too commercial. I mean, okay, I'm going to start sounding like the Charlie Brown Christmas, you know, Christmas show, Christmas cartoon. But it's, you know, I just want what's coming to me. I want what's coming to me. I just want my fair share, that's all.
Yeah, right?
Santa never brings me what I want. Never.
Never?
Never. Never.
Well, sometimes. I don't know. It depends. Every year it changes. But, you know, tonight's show, we're going to talk about some holiday memories. It's kind of an open forum. So if you're out there, you can call in and you're listening. You can call in anytime you want during the show. There's no certain time. The number to call in is 347 what?
Keep going.
347-215-9442. Go ahead.
You want a holiday memory?
Yeah, I want a holiday memory.
All right. How about sitting on your uncle's lap and him giving you a present that you really didn't ask for?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, that didn't really happen to me, but I heard that it happened to somebody.
Oh, my
Lord. I begged
Lord.
My uncle. I begged him. I said, please. Bill, please. Never happened, though. Never happened.
Oh, Yelly just joined us. Hopefully she can hear us tonight. I just figured, you know, we could just talk about what the holiday means to us, and then maybe we'll touch on some topics of, like, your favorite memory, maybe some of your favorite songs that you like to listen to. Just, you know, it's kind of bullcrap about the holidays, not an important favorite movie that you may sit down and watch every year that, you know, may mean something to you. So you can always call in and share that with us whenever you want. Real quick, as a lot of people know, the Pause IM radio show is a part of the Pause IM community. And that is also a social networking website for people infected and affected by HIV and AIDS. And it's just another way for us to connect other than that. I have some announcements in the community itself, actually. I sent out a memo today to everybody that we have a new chat feature that I just put in there. And it's a video and audio chat, which is kind of really interesting. It's kind of like the one that's in here, exactly where you can do video and audio. It's exactly this chat that you're looking at now on the radio show. So, you know, that gives people an easier way to connect. You can hear their voice. It was kind of fun. Me, Les, and Yelly were in there today talking about it, you know, with the microphone. It was kind of interesting, too. So this is more personable to hear somebody's voice. You know what I mean?
Did you actually see them? Because, you know, sometimes it's fun to, like, listen to somebody when they're talking and not actually see them. Kind of like one of those 900 numbers, and you close your eyes, you think, gosh, this is probably some really hot person. Then you realize, you know, they're like 97 years old, and, you know, with like mold hanging off their face, and this is the only way they can get it. You know?
It's funny, actually. I was in there today, and I had the audio and video on, so people could see me because I plugged in my webcam. And Les just had the audio, and Yelly sat back and was able to hear us and watch me and probably laugh at us the whole time. You know what I mean? While we were in there kind of hanging out for the group chat today, too. So that was kind of...
So when you were on the group chat, were you wearing a tiara, Robert?
No, I was not wearing my tiara because I did not know I had a tiara. The whole tiara thing came up. Tom has a show on here, and I get an email reminder, like I'm sure some of you do, if you mark Paz I Am Radio Show as one of your favorites. It tells you that it starts in 56 minutes. So I got an email from him saying, you know, saying your show started soon. So I clicked and went and listened to it, and he congratulated me for winning an award on MySpace. I had no idea about it. No one ever called me and told me I won this award. Okay, so I was kind of like, well, it was what they call it is the let me just get it correct before I mess up. The Individual Impact Award on MySpace for the month of December. So what it is each month, the Impact Awards on MySpace ask people to nominate organizations and individuals who are using their MySpace page to make a difference. And I was nominated by someone, and they chose me to be the winner as the individual winner for the month of December.
Well, congratulations.
Kind of really cool, you know, to be noticed like that out there. I was, like, really shocked. He told me about it. I had no idea. I was like, how do you not call and tell someone that, you know, or send them an email through MySpace or something?
It's MySpace. Aren't you supposed to go on there, like, every waking moment of the day?
No, I live on Paz I Am. Sorry. And I'm just starting to start hanging out more on Facebook, so it's starting to get addicting over on that end, too.
Yeah, Facebook's, see, I tried MySpace, and it's just not the same as Facebook. It's not
yeah.
the same.
See, I use MySpace for advertising, and then I started becoming, seeing people, and then people on Facebook. I had a Facebook just up for advertising, too. You know, I had everything, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of it, just to get it up there to get, you know, the site's name out there. And then I started getting, you know, friend requests from people I play soccer with, and I'm like, oh, and people I go to high school with, and I'm just like, wow. Like, I can't believe all, like, people I ran track with and stuff like that, so it was, like, really cool to connect with people that I used to go to school with.
Right.
And I used to hate Facebook. I did.
Yeah, I've noticed that I've got a ton of people coming out of the woodwork from high school. I'm like, you hated me growing up.
Yeah, right.
it's like, why are you connecting with me now? Oh, that's right, because I'm successful. That's why. You want
right.
to talk to somebody who might be making something of this. I'm not bitter.
Well, Jeremy, hold on one second. We have a caller on the air.
Ooh.
Caller, are you there?
Well, if that's me, I'm here.
That's you. You're here.
Hey, I wanted
Hello,
to call and beg and touch your tiara.
So this is Tom.
Yeah.
Tom wants to touch Rob's tiara. Oh,
yeah,
God.
I wanted to touch it earlier. That's what I said earlier when I told him, congratulations on the award. Can I touch your tiara? And he's like, what award? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I had no idea. The weird thing is I was looking at it, and up top, you know, on the top of the page on that Impact Awards on MySpace, it says, like, they give the organization $10,000. So for, like, a split second, I was thinking I won $10,000. Like, going, like, I can't believe it. Like, I was the winner, blah, 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 you know what I mean? But I think after I read the more fine line that I didn't win $10,000, I was just the individual winner. But they, you know, pick four organizations that they put up to vote on to pick the winner, you know what I mean, as a finalist. So I was kind of happy, and then I was kind of mad.
Oh, I'm Jeremy. Jeremy,
you know,
I want to touch your tiara.
you win this award. It's, you know, it's bragging rights. He was happy,
right.
And then all of a sudden he's upset because there's no money involved.
I wasn't upset, but you know how it is when you get off, you get excited. You're like, oh, my God, I just won money. It's like when you're rubbing that scratch off and you get, like, two win for life, and then you get a free ticket. You know what I mean? That's what it was like. I got all excited, and then I didn't get anything. But I had, no, they have a picture of me up there, which is really cool, and a little thing that I have for my profile. Yeah, it's a picture
of
the back
of
my T-shirt.
Well, it's kind of like Employee of the Month.
Yeah, there you go. I'm Impact Individual of the Month. And you can actually go to, I believe it's myspace.com / I think Impact Awards, and you can actually read about it there.
Let me see here. I'm going there right now. / No, it's more. There we go. Impact Award. Oh yeah, awards. Let's see what comes up. Mhm.
If you scroll down, there should be like tabs, and one of them says individual winner or individual award.
Okay, let's see. Act. Okay. It starts screaming music at me. I'm scrolling down. Winners Archive. Let's see. Friend. Rain. Let's see.
No, not in the Winner Archive. It's above that.
You went too
far. It's above that. I don't see anything.
You should.
Click on individual.
Individual. Oh, there he is right there.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Oh, look at that! And when you click on the little impact thingy.
Isn't that neat?
Isn't this cute? Aw. And it gives you a whole little blurb.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
But what else does it say? Let's see. Nothing.
Well, it just says, you know, what it says in my MySpace profile. They copied and pasted it.
For positive impact on the culture. Each month we ask you to nominate organizations and individuals who are using their MySpace pages to make a difference. And based on your votes, we recommend the winning organization with a $10,000 donation. So who's the individual impact? So who's the winner?
I don't know.
Winner is environmentalism winner Grist. Look at that. Okay. So you got individual impact.
For December.
It doesn't say.
Yes, it does. If you scroll up, it says December.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Does it?
Does.
At the top of my blurb.
Look at there. Check out the December winner.
Woohoo! So, Tom,
wait.
You got yourself a holiday memory you want to talk about, or anything that you like to bring to the table?
Holiday memory. Oh, well, you're on my MySpace now, so you can look at my pictures. There's a picture in there of a snow woman that I made one Christmas, and my mother came home and saw that and gave it a double mastectomy with the broom handle real quick.
But
I got a picture of it before she gave it the double mastectomy.
I went through your pictures on MySpace. I checked them out.
Who, Tom's pictures?
Tom's, yeah.
Yeah,
and
Tommy
there.
I don't have Jeremy's MySpace, so I haven't put him as a friend yet.
He's on my top friends. Go to my page. He's in my top friends. You can find him there.
There's nothing on my page at all. There's nothing.
No,
there
isn't. Just a picture of Jeremy.
It's just me. Hello. Is there even a picture of me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I devote so much time with, you know, positively speaking, and then I try to do as much with Facebook, and it's like, oh God, another one, MySpace. So, I actually have to think about getting that MySpace up and running. You know what?
Really good.
You know what? I've got a couple of days where I'm off this week, so maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, and if you need help, just let me know. I mean, it's pretty easy.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
If you need anything.
I might be napping.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm taking 2 weeks off from the day job. So flying out to Cheyenne, Wyoming on Wednesday because my brother lives in Cheyenne, and Mark is going to be meeting my family for the first time.
Wow.
So Merry Christmas, Mark. I hope you knew that you were meeting them. He's going to be meeting the family. Let's see, what else? Oh, so I do have to share one little thing. We went to dinner with a friend, or we went to dinner with one of Mark's friends from work.
Right.
And he was, and I'll keep names out of it. And I have to, it's interesting because he had some a dry, patchy spot behind his ear, and the doctor said that it was that was a symptom of HIV. And I'm sitting across from him, and I shot Mark a look, like, is he serious? So I'm laughing underneath, you know, I'm chuckling. Mm-hmm. This whole thing was funny. So he says he went and got an HIV test, and he was so scared, and that he knew then how it must feel to be living with it. And I laughed. I think I actually laughed out loud. And just said, are you kidding me? And he goes, what? I said, well, I'm HIV positive. And you should have seen him try to backflip on this one.
Right.
He goes, well, you know, I just met, and so Mark inadvertently came out as well. And, I mean, because he point blank asked him, he said, are you? And Mark said, yes, I am. And so what, it's an interesting story, because here he is, he's saying, well, I know what it was like to live, you know, be with it for one day. And it's like, you have no idea. You've got no clue what that's like. But I have to restart my computer. I'll restart it while we're talking. I can do
that's
that.
That's cool.
That's cool.
You know, during the holidays, well, I think one of the things that I like the best is watching, like, the old holiday movies that I used to watch when I was growing up, like Rudy, you know, Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I think my favorite one, and it's my partner Joe's favorite, too, is The Year Without a Santa Claus. With
that's
the Heat Miser and the
favorite.
Snow Miser.
That's everybody's favorite, Rob.
It's like my favorite of all time, the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser. And they actually, this year, they just came out with a new show. I don't know what channel it was on, but it was called A Miser's Brother's Christmas, or A Miser's Christmas.
Yeah, it was on, I think it was on ABC Family.
Did you watch it?
I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Oh, it was so cute. I watch it every year, the regular one. But this one was a special, and it was the Miser Brothers. I had to watch it.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it. I mean, how can you take an original that's so beloved and make a
spinoff?
Sequel.
It wasn't a sequel, it was a spinoff.
No, it was a sequel. They
tried. I thought it was really interesting. Did you get the chance to watch that, Tom?
No, I didn't. I watched, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't even know who the Miser Brothers are or whatever you're talking about.
You know, another one that I like that I always watch is A Wonderful Life.
Oh, come on. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Natalie
That's
Wood.
My favorite one. That's my favorite one, too. I wasn't going to say it, but since you did, I'll put in my vote. That's my favorite
oh,
one.
Oh, come on now. Really?
I like it. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's just, you know, it's just an old, good, make you want to cry movie for the holidays. It's cute.
Oh, Lordy.
What do you prefer, the Grinch?
It's more of a happy, I think it's a happy Christmas one. Now, Miracle on 34th Street, that's a tearjerker.
Yeah.
I prefer Black Christmas, thank you very much.
The Nightmare Before Christmas?
No, Black Christmas.
I've never seen it.
Me neither.
Oh, you are missing something. It's these sorority girls, and they live in this house all together on a college campus, and there's a murderous fiend that lives in the attic. And he kills just about everybody. It's great. And there's this last scene where this girl, the first one to die, she's got a plastic bag over her face, and she's up in the attic, and the Christmas lights are blinking. It's a classic.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It is a classic.
That's funny.
You know, it's all this la-di-da, oh, I love you, ha-ha-ha, we'll all be home for Christmas, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. Come on, give me some blood and guts and gore anytime.
You're one of those horror freaks, huh?
I wouldn't say I'm a freak.
Sounds like Freddy meets Santa Claus or something, you know what I mean?
Oh, that would be awesome. I would love to see that. Father Christmas versus Freddy. I mean, really. good.
That's too
actually.
Funny. You know, I always did you see they did a they just had a Christmas one come out with what's her name? Jenny McCarthy. And she, it was so funny. I watched it. I kind of like Jenny McCarthy now. She's a little bit more grown up more, and she seems more together. Than, you know what I mean? Like more like, I guess because she's a mother now, so she has that like mother glow about her. And she's this movie where she was the daughter of Santa Claus, and it cracked me up. And she brought her assistant, I guess she lived in New York, to the North Pole to meet her family, and her dad got sick, who was Santa Claus, and she had to go and be Santa Claus. It was so funny. I couldn't believe that they made a movie like that. It was so funny, but it was so corny that they did it. But it was cute for her to like to have for her kids.
You love like Lifetime movies, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, Robert.
I do.
You know what,
Tom?
I think Robert just got a tiara with a capital T. That just did it right there.
It's about time.
Long enough, huh?
Right?
Oh, my God. Really? Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah, it was actually kind of cute. What about songs? Is there like a favorite song that you guys have?
There has to be one.
My favorite, you ready for this? If I didn't get a capital T, I get one with diamonds on it now. Okay. Barbara Streisand, Jingle Bells.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, all the way. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell. Yeah. No, you might get rhinestones with this one, but no. Karen Carpenter. Anything that she sings off of the Carpenter's Christmas album, I melt.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Melt. You do know who she is, right?
I've heard of her, yeah.
Liar?
Welcome back. I've heard of her. Welcome back to the chat room. Have I heard the song? Probably not. If the song was on the radio, would I be like, that's her? No.
Oh, God.
If I saw a picture of her, would I know her? No. But I've heard of her.
Oh, Rob.
What about you, Tom? What do you like to listen to during the holidays? What puts you in the mood?
I don't know. I'm into, you know, all the old classics, you know, the White Christmas and the Jingle Bell Rock and the, you know, the typical stuff.
Yeah, my father loves Elvis.
Just
he
know
a lot of Elvis.
My grandmother got run over by a reindeer.
Yes, I know that.
No.
Oh, God. Grandma
you really don't,
got
Tom?
Over by a reindeer.
Yeah, I don't care for that one. That should be right on the Redneck Christmas album there with old Jeff Foxworthy. That one should be.
Oh, yeah, right? Lord.
You know, one of my favorites was, I think the best Christmas, for me, the best Christmas album ever to I can listen to from front to end is the Mariah Carey Christmas. I think it's like, for me, it's one of the best. That or like Elvis I can listen to straight through.
And I hear chirping. I hear crickets.
Whatever. Elvis Presley, and what's the other one?
I like Elvis' Blue Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, Blue Christmas. Good Lord, no more water for me.
Jeremy, what's your secret? Now, Robert let his out. Now we gotta hear yours.
Oh, I don't tell secrets.
Oh, come on, we know better.
Yeah, no secrets. I have a secret. I do. I have HIV.
That's not a secret.
No, I really don't have a secret. I don't have secrets. Except
but you said in the chat room you had a big secret, not just
the
really
only big secret I have is what I'm getting Mark for Christmas, and he's not allowed to know.
Oh.
So. I haven't
we
told
can't
anybody.
Talk about that.
Yeah, I haven't told anyone what he's getting for Christmas. Because
well,
that
good.
Way, if I don't tell anyone, then he won't find out.
You know what? I like surprises. Does Mark like surprises?
Mark loves surprises, especially when I'm, like, hiding behind the door and he comes out of the bathroom and I go, boo! I love that.
Yeah, right. He probably hates that.
He loves it. He just does. He loves that.
Well, those cute little things, you know, are little things that you love in a person, those things that make you scared. You know, they're cute little things that when you're in a relationship, it's comfortable to you, even though you're scared, you know, out of your wits. Because it's you.
Yeah. No. I think what I'm going to switch gears a little and talk about this Christmas coming up because, you know, like I said, Mark's going to meet my family for the first time. We're all going to be out in Wyoming. It's going to be a quiet Christmas because there's going to be six of us there. It's going to be Mark and me, my mom and my stepfather, and my my brother and his girlfriend, or fiance. He did ask her to marry him. It's going to be the six of us. It's going to be nice and quiet, but it's going to be freezing. The high in Wyoming today, the high in Cheyenne was 18.
Wow. Now your family, you're from Wyoming?
God, no.
Okay, that's what I was kind of getting confused about. So just your family lives out in Wyoming?
My brother does. So,
okay, you're having Christmas there.
Yes, and we're all meeting there. Why they couldn't come to North Carolina where it's 70 degrees, I don't know. But no, we got to go to 18-degree Wyoming. It should be fun, though. I'm looking forward to it. I am. And
we have a white Christmas.
We might.
You
should.
Christmas
because if you're familiar with Cheyenne at all, there are no trees. There are no hills. The wind comes whipping through there, so it might be 18 solid degrees, but with the wind chill, it's usually down around minus 21, minus 33 or something, you know, where frostbite sets in within, like, a matter of seconds. So it's a wonderful place to be in the wintertime.
Well, that's cool. Now, where's everyone else in your family live? Like, do other people live closer to Wyoming than North Carolina?
Everybody lives closer to Wyoming than North Carolina.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm the furthest one away from everybody. My parents live in California. Then my dad's family lives in southern Missouri.
Gotcha.
I have a sister out in Texas. So everybody's kind of scattered everywhere.
That's kind of cool. Tom, I'm going to ask you a question, but before that, if you guys are in the chat room and don't want to call in, remember, you can always type in your comments, whether you want to mention your favorite movie, your song, or if you want to ask a question or something like that, you can type it in instead of calling in. You can always use the Skype Click to Talk for free. And Tom, what I have for you is, what are you doing this holiday season?
Well, now comes out my bah humbug, because I don't celebrate when I'm single, and I'm single, so I don't celebrate Christmas when I'm single.
Do you don't do, like, any kind of family thing, or do you not have family around, or?
I don't know. You know, if they do a dinner or anything, of course I'll join in and go eat the food. But,
right.
You know, I'm not going to.
I'll go get some grub.
But I'm not gonna participate in the present thing. You know, I tell everybody, you know, when I'm single, I don't buy any gifts and I don't want any gifts. So,
right.
You know, count me out, you know. So
but at least you'll
still
spend time with your family if the occasion comes up.
Yeah, if it happens, I will. I mean, I have a brother, a sister-in-law, and a niece here that I live near. So, if it comes up, I'll participate.
So where are you at? What state are you in?
Seattle, Washington.
Oh, the home of Starbucks.
Understand
where I understand they just got like a foot of snow or something like that.
Yeah, and every inch of it is right outside my door, too.
That's funny.
I was watching the news, and I saw, like, two passenger buses that... And one kind of hung over a wall.
Yeah, on the highway. It was on the overpass.
Yeah. I used to live in Seattle.
Oh, cool.
I lived in Everett. I lived in Lynnwood. And I lived in Puyallup.
Good. Ooh, you lived in Puyallup?
Yep. And I can even pronounce it. Puyallup.
I was impressed you knew all three of those. I mean, now I want to touch your tiara, too.
Yes, Everett Lynnwood. Yeah, I used to work for the big bank in Seattle, which is no longer there.
Usually every Christmas, we usually go to my grandmother's on my dad's side. Every year, that's what we used to do because that's the bigger side of the family. With all the, you know, nieces, nephews, and cousins and stuff. So we usually go there and have this, like, big dinner. We went there for Thanksgiving, and there was, like, 32 of us there. And,
wow.
Yeah, tell me about it. That's what we used to do. And then after my dad passed away in 2001, we kind of still went, but then we kind of felt like, you know what I mean? Like, when you, I don't know, it's like when I go there and my dad's not there, it's kind of, like, reminding me of my dad. You know, it was, like, really weird. So, like, we kind of, our family got big. My sisters had kids. So now we kind of spend Christmas Eve at my house with my family and my partner's family, and then Christmas Day at my sister's. But this year, we got some bad news that his niece, who's been, fighting cancer, doesn't have that much longer to live. So we're going to go spend Christmas Day with his family, which I think is going to be great. And I can't wait to go up there and see them. It's going to be very tough, but, I'm there to support them and to help them all out any way that I can. You know, it's pretty tough. They give, like, I think, three months at the longest, and she's 13, so it's even, like, tough because it's a kid. Like, it's a lot harder when it's, you know what I mean, your niece who's 13 years old. But that's what I'm doing this Christmas. Are you there?
Yeah, that was, I don't know how to recover from that.
Well, you don't say anything. it's a difficult situation, and we'll be there for each other to get through it. That's the best thing that we can do. That's what family's for.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is.
13.
Yeah, it's been, she's been fighting with it for a year, so it's tough.
Poor thing.
So in the chat room, I see Dale says his favorite Christmas song is Anita Baker's Christmas Fantasy. I've never heard of it. I've heard of Anita Baker. I've never heard the song. Let me get that straight for Jeremy.
What'd
you say?
Oh, I haven't heard of the song either.
Oh, I was going to hope you were going to break it out in tune.
I don't know who. I know Anita Baker, but I don't know the song.
Yeah,
guess who just popped in?
Yeah, I see. Always late. Ahoy there, Bob.
Ahoy mateys.
Ahoy mateys. You know, I remember when we were younger, my dad was one of those people who always photographed us, you know, with the video camera during Christmas. And I remember the one year, because he usually had it set up on a tripod, but it was like back in the day, I'm talking when it was like those big things that sat on your shoulder. And you needed two hands to hold it because it was so heavy. And he was backing up, trying to get a wider angle on the shot, and he tripped over the steps and fell. We were always joking about sending that in the funniest home videos. It was cute.
Oh, that's not nice either. When somebody falls over with the video camera in their hands. I mean, that's broken. They could have broken the camera.
Very true.
Ooh, Bob says it's -25 where he's at with wind chill.
Yeah, well, I was talking to Terry, and he said they got a lot of snow up in Wisconsin.
Ugh. Yuck. I don't miss the cold weather, and I don't miss the snow being down here. I just don't.
Does it not snow there at all, ever?
It snows like maybe once a year, and the snow that it, and what it does snow is it looks like powdered sugar on grass, and then everybody freaks out, and all the milk and bread, you know, in the stores gets bought up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Santa postponed Christmas in Wisconsin.
That's funny. That's
hilarious. Don't be sad, Bob. Don't be sad. Santa will get there. If not Santa, then maybe Hanukkah Harry will be there. You never know.
So, Tom, when is your show? Give your show a shout out before I disconnect with you, because there's another somebody just rung in and hung up, but hopefully they're going to call back. Whoever that is, please call back. The number to call in is 347-215-9442. I just want, Tom, I want you to give a shout-out to your radio show so people can find you.
Yeah, currently I'm doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 6 a.m. Pacific time. And it's blogtalkradio.com/gaytalk.
All right. Thank you, Tom, for calling in and sharing your little bit of a story there with us.
Yo, you're quite welcome. Y'all have a wonderful Christmas, and I'm glad y'all let me touch your tiaras.
Thanks, man. You too. Thanks for letting me know about that award, too. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
It was so funny because I had no idea that I won that award on MySpace. It was just, I was so glad that I just had this urge to go to his show. I was like, you know what, let me go to a show. I have like a half hour to spend, and I called in and chatted with him for a bit, but it was really cool that he was, you know, able to figure that out, and I think somebody told him, so that was kind of interesting. But
oh, I think that's funny that you won something you didn't know you did.
Well,
but you know what, it's also for a good cause. You're out there, you're promoting the website, you're trying to do good things, and somebody recognized that. I think that's great.
That's funny. I had a numerology reading done by a numerologist, a friend of my partner's, and she was, like, amazing by naming certain things, by telling, like, your birth date and, like, your exact date and the time you were born. It's just really weird how she works it all out with numbers. And one of the things she said is by the end of the year, I'd be recognized for something. I had no idea what it could have been, and it's just weird that now the year is falling, and I just got recognized for that. So it was kind of interesting how that kind of played out.
Well, I'm excited when I get recognized in the mall, so, I mean, kind of cool.
That's funny.
Usually I get recognized for the wrong things, but, you know, there, that's my big secret.
That's funny. Just some other things that are going on the website, posiam.com, is I just actually started a couple new groups. One of them is a quit smoking group, which actually got a really good response. I'm somebody who's trying to quit smoking, so any kind of support, they're just there talking about different things, you know, what you use. There's actually some new laser thing that came out that you can do that you can quit. It's somewhat expensive. It's just kind of like throwing ideas down and trying to be supportive for people. There's a lot of people that are trying to quit. I think like 15 people joined up, so hopefully that'll be some sort of support for them. I just started a spiritual healing and wellness group just for people to talk about anything spiritual, you know, that's not maybe religious. Some people have problems going to a religious group, so I wanted to make something spiritual where they could talk about, you know, anything that they want, meditating, things like that. What else was the other thing I just started? Actually, I just started a medical marijuana group, and it's not a group that people are joining and all the members are saying, yes, we smoke pot. It is they are discussing how marijuana can be used for patients with HIV and AIDS. I just don't want people to get the wrong idea that, because nobody has joined it since I made it, and I think that's what people are thinking, you know what I mean? So I wanted to just make that clear that's not what that's for. The book club. Oh, yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I swear that's what it's for. I just put a note in there, a big disclaimer saying that this does not mean that we are marijuana smokers. We are just open to discussing, you know, the benefits for patients with HIV and AIDS. It was kind of interesting. And then another group, Josh started is a POS retail group for people who work in retail. You can check that out at POSIM.com. What's going on PositivelySpeaking.com? What is the last blog that you did?
What was the last blog I did? The last one was last week. What was the one that I was talking about? Golly. You know, I can't even remember what I wrote. The last blog I did was, it was about the dude faking his HIV results just to have sex.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yeah. The woman says, I'll have sex with you, or I'll have unprotected sex with you as long as, you know, if you can prove that you're HIV negative, and he forged the document. So, yeah, not good. Not good stuff at all.
No.
Bad.
I also want to remind the people listening that before you go on, Jeremy, I just want to remind people that next week's show we're actually going to be talking about New Year's resolutions. It'll kind of be an open forum just like this, kind of just bring the holidays in, you know, ring it in with some people who can relate. The next show, that's the show you're going to be at, right, Jeremy? You'll be at the next one.
I will not be at the next one.
The next one is what, the 28th?
Yeah, that's the one after. But I'll still be in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Okay, so when will you be there for the next one after that?
The one after that, yes, on January 3rd.
Okay.
So I'll be gone next week, but I'll be here the week after.
Okay. So next week, y'all got to tune in and call in and keep me company.
Okay, I just want to point out one thing, that the conversation in the chat room has progressively gotten worse. You all have dirty, dirty minds, and I just want you to know that a dirty mind is a terrible thing to waste. So please call in, and let's talk about it. You know, about these things. No, Rob's only flying solo for 1 week.
1 week. He says woohoo.
I know, but what? You not want me on the show, Tom? Jeez. Well,
that's funny.
I guess I'm not the popular one.
I was reading this one thing in the until somebody calls in. I was reading this one thing. I don't know where that caller went who's here. I was reading this one thing today in the news that came out, and I'm not sure if it was in a different country. I kind of just skimmed through it. They were talking about microchipping people with HIV, like literally putting a microchip to detect where they are, especially people who are practicing unsafely, like who are supposedly known to be practicing unsafe. And it was a big thing that they were in some law. I'm not sure exactly how it all went down, but they were putting this in by the bylaws, and then they stopped. They stopped it, and they said, you know, they took it out of the bylaws and said, you know, we're not going to do that anymore. But they were actually considering it.
Yes, they were. And
which
where
is
was
really
that? Was
crazy.
Oh, what country was that?
Begin with a P, right? Polio, or I thought it was something weird like that.
I just thought
that was really ridiculous to microchip.
I
mean,
I want to say it was Papua New Guinea, but. I'll find it. Keep going.
But I just thought it was very, very discriminatory to do something like that to microchip people. Like, you don't even microchip people who are murderers who get out, you know, in 20 years. But you're going to microchip somebody who has HIV. It makes no sense to me.
Well, you have to look at where it was going to be done.
But the good thing is it didn't get through and they took it out of the bylaws.
Yeah, it was, the heck was it? Here it is. It was in Indonesia. Jakarta. It was Papua New Guinea. That's where I thought it was.
Later
to,
Bob.
What's that?
Oh, I was saying later to the pirate. He's jetting already. Thanks for spending 10 minutes with us.
Yeah. Doesn't want to even call in and say hello.
No, you're going to make him feel guilty.
He needs to feel guilty because he always calls in when I'm not on. And I'm beginning to feel dissed.
Neglected, huh?
I'm beginning to feel hurt. You know, I mean, gosh, am I not good enough? Do you want my heart to break, Bob? Is that what you want? You want my heart to break? Yeah, can you tell he doesn't care?
It was funny. I was just on his Facebook, and he has some really cool T-shirts. I think that he designed, which are very interesting, that had like the skull and the red ribbon in it, which was very interesting, I thought. And I believe that he actually designed it.
Oh, God, sorry, I'm laughing. Oh, golly. But so, Bob, you have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, right.
So I'm trying to type and talk at the same time, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I tried it. I have to not look at the chat room. I have to not look at it. That's why when you're like, it's getting out of control, I got all quiet because I had to go look and see what was happening.
It's not getting out of control, but, you know, it's Bob. It's One Top Pirate. He likes to stir things up and then leave.
Yep. Come in, start the drama, shake the boat, and jet.
Yeah, he comes in. He sprinkles his little, you know, elf dust around, and then he leaves.
Uh-huh.
He did it. He did. He left. He's
uh-huh.
gone.
If anyone out there is listening and you want to call in and give a shout, 347-215-9442, or chat something in there and we'll check it out. You know, now we have like 12 minutes left, so I just wanted to, you know, it's been very interesting taking this ride with you, Jeremy, doing this radio show every week. It's very therapeutic, I think, for me. I actually like kind of, you know, connecting and doing this, and I just want to tell you that I appreciate it. I think it's so much fun, and I don't
Aww.
Think I would be able to do the show without you. You know what I mean? It's very.
Somebody has to like me best.
You don't jump out behind the doors either and scare me.
No, I promise I won't do that. Well, that is because you're in another state, but you know, you never know.
Yeah, right.
You never know who might be lurking behind the door and go boo.
Yeah, right. It's funny.
Yeah, this is mean of me, you know. So, Robert, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? Good question. I don't know. Like, the only thing I really went out and said, yeah, this is what I want when people were asking me, of course, if I want an iPhone. I just want something that I can go on the internet with. I mean, I showed some people less than Yelly today that my whole laptop screen is cracked on the right-hand side, so I can't see anything over there. And it's a bit annoying. So anything that I could go and, you know, check that out, like an iPhone or BlackBerry, that would be great. But I doubt it, really. The one thing that I really said that I was interested in was a lot of books on HIV. I like reading personal stories of, you know, people who are HIV positive and either, you know, are dealing with it and going through their life situations. I like reading, like, The Naked Truth. I already own that one. But books where I feel like I can relate to the person and different things like that. And I found a whole bunch of them online and on, like, Amazon and stuff. And I kind of asked for them to be a little bit more educated, you know, and get a more feel for how people go through certain things because everybody's different. That
you
was
know,
the big thing that I kind of asked for.
And I know exactly what you mean because I so connected with Joan Crawford in Mommy Dearest. I loved that book. I really connected somehow and I really understood what was going on.
It's funny.
But that was a personal story. Mommy Dearest.
Right.
Have you ever read it? Have you read it?
I've never read it, but I've seen the movie 1,000 times, and I love it.
Oh, you got to read the book. Got to read the book.
See, but I'm the type of person where I have a very short attention span unless I'm very interested. You know what I mean? Or I buy books, and I pick it up, and I look at it, and I'm like, two chapters, I'm like, I'm done. Like I don't like the way this person writes. I don't like the way he tells his story. I'll put it down. I have to be really connected to it. That's why I was really surprised that I even read that The Naked Truth. I was blown away that I read it from front to back in like 2 weeks. I was like, really? My friend was like, are you kidding me? How'd you do that? You never read a book. I felt like, you know, I connected to the book. I felt like I could relate to her going through her situation. I like personal stories, maybe because I want to read more personal stories because I want to write my own. I want to eventually write my own book.
Like really? Yeah, I've actually been working on a book, and I'm like 3 chapters into it. But I just, you know, I start writing for a little while, and then I put it down, and then I write a little bit more, and then I put it down.
Well, the good thing is if you have a blog and you use it for, like, you know, you blog your personal life in it, you can always look back to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that's why, like, I blog, you know, in the community so about personal things, so when I have to go write that book, I just go back and look right at it. You know what I mean? Like, it's all there.
That's good. I'm sorry. I just dumped water right down the front of me. I'm sitting, apparently I have a hole in my lip.
Right. Sometimes I do, too. No, but I do. I want to write a memoir. I want to write something where people can, you know, get related, you know, relate to it. Eventually, I would love to start a series. You know what I mean? And have different authors underneath this one, like the Paz I Am series book club. You know what I mean? Like a series of people with HIV writing books. And, you know, and every book is a different. Do you know? I thought it would be kind of interesting, like a little 10-book series or something. I thought, you know, I'm always trying to think of ways to get it out, and I could just. Think, you know, the Paz I Am Chronicles or something.
Interesting. Interesting idea. You know, I just saw, what did I see? It was, oh, where was it? I was looking up stories because I wanted to look at HIV-related Christmas stories. And stuff.
Right.
And I Googled HIV plus Christmas. And it
right.
came back with, what was it? HIV and Me. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it, yeah. What is that?
The comic strip.
Yes, actually, I did hear of that. I did a blog post about it, I believe, like almost like a year ago, to be honest with you.
Oh, about a year ago. Ooh. Well, I just found it.
I don't know what happened. Les was just on, and he didn't connect. Oh, he only has speakers. He has no headset, so he couldn't hear us. You can still call in. You just won't be able to hear us. If you won, I mean, he was on. We have 6 minutes, so if you're going to do it, get a mat under it and boogie.
He's only got speakers, no headset hooked up. Isn't that a story of my life, Les? Story of my life. I've only got the speakers,
right.
But I don't have a headset hooked up.
Yeah. But, I've heard about that comic a little while ago. Yeah, it was very interesting. I only saw a little bit. There was actually a game, too, that they had. I don't know if it was for that comic, but there was actually a game that they had out that you went through, and you had to go and clean up your room, and you had to find the condom, you know what I mean? And you had to go to the party and dance with the girl, and it was just, like, very... Like, as if you were going through the cycle of your life, going to a girl, meeting a girl, going into, you know, back to your hotel or something. It was just, like, very, like, going through the motions and making the right choices.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is to go and try to meet a girl.
Or a guy, whatever.
It relates to me at all. Let's see. I'm looking at his website. He's actually, he's wearing leather pants. In the spring. That doesn't look very comfortable.
Who?
The, I don't know what his name is. What is his name? Chris Kompanik.
Who is he?
He's the author of HIV and Me.
Oh, okay.
He's the artiste.
The artiste.
The artiste.
I have to email him and see what's going on over there. Right.
So yeah, But I was, when I looked it up, it looked interesting. You know,
yeah.
Because he had a Christmas strip up, and it was based on the movie Christmas Story.
Oh, okay.
So, which I happen to love that movie, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good one too, with the song and the pole.
Oh yeah. Randy, how does mommy's little piggy eat? Show mommy how her piggy eats. And he's, I love that. Yeah, love it. Double dog Daria. I love.
Yes, Linda just joined us. Thank you, Linda, for joining us. Always better late than never, right?
I think it's Lisa, actually.
Lisa, right?
You won't be living that one down.
No, I won't. Look, that's funny.
Oh, golly. But, yeah, I mean, I still can't believe that Christmas is just, like, 4 days away.
Tell me about it. It feels like yesterday I was out 2 a.m. in line at Walmart on Black Friday.
Ugh.
It's crazy. I can't believe how fast it comes.
Yeah, I don't do the Black Friday thing.
No, I do. It's fun.
People get trampled to death.
Some people do.
Quite literally.
Well, I go to a Walmart that gives you security. I did hear about the person who got trampled, yes.
Yeah, and the employees didn't, I mean, they couldn't get to the guy because the customers wanted a TV set, and they just trampled
mm-hmm.
them and killed them.
That's a shame.
Ugh. God. It's a sad, sad deal that we care more about TV sets than a human life.
Crazy.
See,
and
it
I think
goes back to what I said at the beginning of the show. Christmas
mm-hmm.
has become too commercial.
Yeah, it has.
Do you think the baby Jesus gave out TVs? No, he didn't.
True.
He didn't. He didn't give out TVs. It's true.
That's very true.
Oh, look at that. Linda says she watched The Wizard of Oz last night and thought of me. You better not have been thinking of the Wicked Witch, Linda.
Was it the lion, Linda?
The lion?
Yeah.
Oh.
I kind of... oh, my.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Here's
a lion story. Hold on, I have to tell you this.
I hope we got 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll make it short. I did The Wiz way back when. The Wiz, you know
the
all black version.
I know it is. Michael Jackson. Go on.
Yeah, I played the lion.
That's funny.
I was the only white guy in the show. And they left my picture out of the program. So at curtain call, I had to take the wig off. You should have heard the gasps. But I characterized the lion after Mae West, and it was a huge hit. Huge hit. I was a star at one point in time in my life.
There you go.
But
there
anyway,
you go.
What's that?
Next week, I just want to remind everybody, next week we'll be here again. So I will be here again Sunday at 9 p.m. And the show next week we'll talk about is the New Year's resolutions. And it's kind of going to be an open forum. I'll be flying solo, missing Jeremy, but please call in and, talk to me. You can find out more about me and the Paz IM community at PazIM.com. And Jeremy, go ahead and give yourself a little shout out.
A little shout-out. Come visit me at PositivelySpeaking.com, P-O-Z, positively with a Z, PositivelySpeaking.com. Come check it out. I blog. I throw out some news and articles and things like that. So come by, check it out, and drop a line, drop me an email, and hopefully we can chat.
Right. Sounds like fun.
And again, I won't be here next week, so
right.
I'll wish you all have a happy and merry, merry Christmas.
Yes, everyone
oh,
do
and
have
a very
a,
happy New Year.
Yes, happy holiday, whatever one you celebrate, whether it's Hanukkah,
exactly.
Kwanzaa. I just want to leave with this quote here. If you make friends with yourself, you will never be alone. Don't be afraid to find yourself.
Rob,
have a Merry Christmas.
I've been living that for a long, long time. Good night. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.